Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Well, I'm back at work now. I'm back at work after the adventure. After the adventure of the Hadrian's Wall Trek, or the Roman Wall Trek, 2014. And what an adventure it was. I've been thinking over the last couple of days. It's now... What day is it? I'm on night, so please forgive my lack of knowing what day it is. Is it now Tuesday? Yes. And we came back home on Saturday. So for those that didn't follow along with Adrian and Rick's booze, I went a wander along Hadrian's Wall from west coast to east coast. We extended the walk ever so slightly to make it a full coast to coast. So on the Monday morning... Actually, I'll start on the Sunday. On the Sunday, just over a week and a bit ago now, 9 days ago, I met Audioboo's very own and YouTube's very own and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at all one word or at Richard Hubbock. And I've been talking to Rick now for a few years, actually. Probably, I dare say, it's over 2 years. And I think we first met via YouTube, and then I realised that he was on Twitter, and then I realised it was on Audio Boo, and then it's gone from there, basically. And we've been speaking for, like I say, 2.5 years, something like that, probably. And we arranged this trip at the start of this year, the Hadrian's Wall Trek. And I've been really looking forward to it. Or had been, it's past tense now, I'm home again, back on nights. So I've been looking forward to it for quite some time. And we were both really excited about going. Never met Rick before, never laid eyes on the chap in real life, apart from via Google Hangouts and things like that, and on FaceTime via iOS devices. But you know what, because of Audio Boo and because of YouTube, but mainly Audio Boo, when I met Rick at the station at Chesterfield, my hometown, at, was it 12 o'clock, Rick? I can't remember now. It was like meeting an old friend that I'd known for years and years and years. Praise be to Audio Boo, I think, because we said on numerous occasions, both myself and Rick, and Adrian as well, that because we've known each other on Audio Boo for a good few years now, we've shared things about our lives and shared... all our different moods that we encounter. It was just like we just picked up from where we left off. There was no awkwardness or anything like that. And various other people have said about meeting people from Audio Boo or YouTube for the first time, you just pick up where you left off and you're referring to things that were mentioned months ago or years ago on Audio Boo, and it was just easy. So from Chesterfield, Rick and I went up to his parents' place in Hexham, and what a lovely bunch of people, honestly. Rick's parents are a great couple of people, very, very welcoming. I mean, that was the first day I'd ever met Rick, and I'd never met his parents before, and they welcomed me into their house and showed me kindness and hospitality, and they really are great people. The next day, we woke up early doors and Rick's father took us down to Hexham Station and we got the train from there to Carlisle. I've just been listening to Adrian's Boo, actually. He recorded the event where we got off the train and met up with him. And then after there, we went on to get some breakfast and get the bus to Bowness on Solway. And as I say, there's no real structure to this Audio Boo. I'm just reminiscing now. But it's a bit of a summary, I suppose. The weather was shining down on us. The sun, should I say, was shining down on us. The weather was really nice. And it was just a perfect way to begin the journey. About midday on the Monday, we set off from Bowness on Solway and headed towards Carlisle. And Adrian joined us for the whole of the first day. He originally planned just to join us for the walk to Carlisle. But he... joined us for the full first day when we camped at Blee Tarn campsite. A great little site, actually. perfectly situated for the end of the first day on your Hadrian's Wall trek, just slightly off the trail, but only by about 50 metres. Great little site, perfect facilities, and a great night was had. So the next day, we started picking up the wall, because on the first day, there's no real trace of the wall itself, because over the years, it's been flattened and the stone's been stolen for various like different constructions over the last 2,000 years. But the second day was a good one. I know Rick said in his boots at the time that the boots that he got, the mammut boots, weren't fully worn in, so they gave him some blisters. So what his wife very kindly did was send the his Salomon boots up on a overnight before 9 a.m. guaranteed delivery, and we picked them up from his parents' place and then carried on the Wednesday. And the Wednesday, what can I say about that? That was an absolutely stunning day. Steel Rig, Caulfields, Housesteads, all the big names that you hear about on Hadrian's Wall. Just an amazing day. A rather long day, might I add. We set off walking, I think, was it around about 10 o'clock, something like that? And we didn't finish till 1:15 a.m. the following day. It was a big 30-mile day over some awesome terrain. But you know what? The spirits were high all the time, and the weather was, I'm going to use the word, glorious. It was absolutely stunning. We stopped for a meal at a restaurant at about 9 p.m. in the evening, with still just over 10 miles to go. Had a big steak. Rick had a, a lamb shank? I can't remember now. I think it was, yeah. And after that, we set off for the remaining four and a bit hours to the accommodation that we got booked. I will reflect on this in more detail, I think, as time goes on. But there was a bit of a mix-up with the accommodation that night. Completely the owner's fault. Not our fault one bit. We'd already pre-arranged that we would be arriving late, and they said that they'd leave the key in the door of our wigwam, but they left the key in the door to the wrong one. We went to the right one, blah, blah, blah. There was already someone in there. So, yeah. And we didn't get any bedding. So, good job there was a heater in there, or else we'd probably have froze. That's overdramatic. We wouldn't have frozen. But we'd have been nippy. The next day, the Thursday, we... actually, that morning, Rick ferried to the hospital and back just to get his ankles strapped up professionally so we can continue the walk. But he said in his boots as well, if he'd had the Salomon boots right from the word go, then the blisters probably wouldn't have even been there. The Thursday, we stayed in a place called the Albatross Backpackers Hostel in Newcastle. And that was quite a good walk, that. Finishing the walk along the tops to heading on the wall, down to the River Tyne, along the Tyne, all the way into Newcastle. And we had a curry in Newcastle itself. The next day, something you don't see every day, when we set off walking by the Tyne Bridge there over towards the Millennium Bridge, we spotted a body in the river. I'll elaborate on this in a longer boo. After that, we continued walking to War's End. That's the official path done, but we decided that we'd continue on to make it a full coast-to-coast, so we headed to Whitley Bay, where we met Adrian. And he ferried us back to Hexham, and the adventure was over. But just to sum it up quickly in the remaining 45 seconds that I've got, it was such a great time, and I will never ever forget the kindness that Rick's parents showed me, and also to two amazing friends, Rick and Adrian. Thoroughly nice guys, and I really do look forward to walking with them both again, or even just meeting up with them both again in the future. I do honestly feel that I've got some friends for life there, and the Hadrian's Wall 2014 was an amazing adventure. And like I say, I will never forget it. Okay, so that's 10 minutes quickly summarising the trip. Bye for now.